Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey friend, okay, I have to ask you, does this sound like you? Do you have an email list started? You have already got all your systems set up. You have emails coming in and you're like, now what do I do with them? This is the question that one of my clients asked me recently. She was like, okay, so thanks to my ConvertKit mini course, she has all of the tech set up in the back end. And she has her lead magnet in place. She has the emails coming in. And she's like, now what do I do with them? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you asked. I mean, she's got like 35 in her email list. And she's like, what do I do with them? And I was like, oh my gosh, let me tell you. Okay, because it's kind of like you don't want to have somebody over to your house and say, wait a second, let me wait until 100 people get here before I start welcoming and offering the hors d'oeuvres and giving you dinner, because I have to have this set number. No. Whether if you have 1, 10, 100, 1,000, whatever you have on your email list, I want you to put these in place and start nurturing these people as they come into your email sequence. So I'm going to give you 5 emails that you need to write and get set up. You've got the lead magnet in place. They're coming in, and now you're going to start connecting with them. You're going to start telling them who you are, what you do, and how you serve them. Those are the 3 main things that you're going to do in these next 5 emails. Okay. Are you ready? Here we go. All right. Email number 1 is your basic thank you. You grabbed my download of, 5 mindful ways to actually live intentionally. And I'm so excited that you grabbed it because it's going to do XYZ for you. Here it is. It's a thank you. Thank you for trusting you and just connecting with them and giving them their deliverable of whatever it was. Was it a masterclass? Was it a download? Was it an audio clip? What was it? So that's number 1. Easy peasy, right? Okay. We've always gotten those kind of emails. And when we sign up for something in a lead magnet ourselves, we're looking for that email. We're looking for it. All right. So, but number 2, I want you to write an email. So this could be 1 day, 3 days, 5 days later. I would probably say go with 3 days later, maybe 1 day for this very first one. But you're doing a check-in. This email number 2 is a check-in. And so 1 or 3 days later, send an email to the same subscriber and say, hey, did you get it? Did you download it? Because I don't know if you're anything like me, like you could go sign up for something and then you never did go and open it up. And then it gets lost into the email vortex and you're like, I forgot about that. So this email number 2 is a check-in of, do you have more resources that they might need or could be useful? You could actually share that in this check-in email. You can say, how's it going? If it's maybe a 7-day weight loss meal plan, then you could say, how is it going? Did you download it? Did you go grocery shopping? Do some type of check-in with them. 1, because you really want to check in with them, but 2, it's helping them remember who you are and why they are even on your email. Okay. So that's number two. Number three, here is where you really start introducing yourself and your business. So you start telling them who you are and what you do here. You introduce yourself. You can tell your brand story. You can tell, you know, how did you get started in this business? Like, where did your passion come from? What set you on this path to be whatever you are doing right now? For me, being a course creation coach, mine is being in public education as a teacher in that realm and understanding the importance of learning and, you know, educating others and just breaking those things down. When you mix that with now my love of tech and strategy and online marketing, then that's how it turned into being an online course creation coach. So you can, in your email number three, you're introducing yourself, you're telling about your business. You can explain maybe even what your hobbies are. You could talk about your family. You could say, I'm a mom of toddlers and I love doing what I'm doing in between the time that they take naps and they go to bed, hopefully. So, or you could tell about yourself in the sense of that you're an empty nester. You love to travel. And maybe Disney is your favorite place to go. And who is your favorite character? Because trust me, I do know 50-year-olds that love Disney still to this day. And I feel like my daughter is going to be one of those. But you can start telling them about who you are. All right. Whatever you feel comfortable. If you have a team, you could start talking about your team. You could start talking about how you are there to support them and encourage them along the way of whatever type of journey they're on. So that was email number three. Email number four. You provide more value. You have to really know your ideal client for sure at this point. You know, to even get going, because you have to know your ideal client to even create the lead magnet, because you got to figure out what pain point you're solving. But here in email four, you want to provide more value. So remember why they came in and what you've already given them. And then you can start thinking about what are some other frequently asked questions that your clients may have, and give them value to solve those issues. Give them value of how to maybe take the next step. Show them what you know, but do it in a way that's going to be helpful for them to make that next win, to have that next step in their path of whatever and however you serve them. This could be maybe another freebie. Maybe it is, you know, a link to your podcast episode that talks about whatever you are, you know, talking about. It could be your blog post, a link to your blog post. And you're thinking, but that's right out there. Like, they could go to my podcast and they could find it, or they could go to my blog and they could find it. Yeah, but we want easy. We want it right in front of us. So a link and an email to, hey, go check out my blog post that talks about XYZ. And this is going to help you on your next step in this journey of building a course, or your next step in, you know, navigating your health. So go and put value in there in email number four. In email number five, okay, email number five, this is where you can share an actual offer, product, or service. It depends on what you have. But let me just pause you for a moment. I would discourage you to offer something that is a high-end offer. You know your audience best, so you get to make that final decision. But here, when I say share an offer, product, or service, some way, like that next step, because right now, all that they have committed to is giving you their email address. Most people, if this is some of your first touches with them, they're not going to jump from, okay, I felt comfortable enough to give you my email address and welcome you into my email box, to now let me give you $2,000 for a product or for a service. You have to warm them up more in most cases. So at this point, when I say share an offer or a product or a service, maybe if you have some mini offers, maybe you have a mini course that could help get them to the next step before maybe they're ready for your big program. Or maybe you want to, you know, link them back to your podcast. If your podcast is your top of funnel, then you want to give them maybe your top five episodes so that they can start getting to know you even more in your podcast, or maybe your top five blog posts. Ways that you can stay connected with them and they can keep learning about who you are, what you do, and how you serve them. That is your main goal of how you want to move them forward and taking them to the next step. Think about these five emails. All right. Number one's a no-brainer. All right. So, you know, you say, thank you. Here's your download. Here it is. Here's your masterclass, whatever that looks like. Email number two, you're checking in on them. You're like, hey, did you get it? Did you download it? Did you watch the masterclass? Whatever that might look like, you're doing a check-in with them. Number three, you're introducing yourself and your business. So you're telling them about who you are and what you do. And then number four, you give them more value. Does not mean you have to have another lead magnet. It could be some other type of resource that you have, like we talked about, blog posts, podcasts, YouTube video, maybe even some of the same content that you put out there in social media. And you can use that in your value. And then lastly, share an offer, product, or service. Start trickling in those people of letting them know how then they can commit even more by some type of, you know, buying something from you or connecting with you continually. Your goal is that you want to stay in connection with them. You want to prep them and get them ready. Because if you haven't heard me talk about this before on the podcast, but it can take up to 20 touches before someone is ready to buy. And especially the higher end that price point is, then the more touches you're going to need. All right. I hope you found this helpful. This was gold when I just started out in the online space and figuring out how important this is. And you're connecting it to, you know, when you have people over at your house, you don't wait till you get 100 people in your house before you start welcoming them. You do it as soon as the first one walks through the door. So that's what I want you to think about, is no matter if you have 1, 10 or 100 or 1,000 on your email list, start committing to emailing them, connecting with them, creating that connection with them so that you can build that know, like, and trust factor. I so hope you found this helpful. I work with my clients one-on-one, and if you're interested in being one of my coaching clients, make sure you go to robinkent.com/coaching and check out ways that we can work together. I have different ways that we can do that. We can do it in a bigger 8-week span, or we could do it one session at a time and figure out where you are, where you need to go on your course creation journey, and I will get you there. Okay. So if you have any questions, feel free to DM me or hop on my email list and send me an email, because I love hearing from you. And I just am so thankful that you are here. I cannot wait to talk to you next time. Hey friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning and believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.